There's a decades-old mystery underfoot in Pittsburgh. Small tiles placed in busy street intersections that decry the media and ponder resurrection. But as 90.5 WESA's Adelina Lancianese reports, development downtown is threatening extinction for this conspiracy theory art project.
They're colorful linoleum tiles, about the size of license plates, embedded in streets across the country. They convey hand-cut messages like,
"To punish them all for what they have done.
Media must be reduced to ash."
And most famously,
"Toynbee idea in Kubrick's 2001, resurrect dead on planet Jupiter."
Toynbee tiles, as they're known, are everywhere. They're named after 20th century British philosopher Arnold Toynbee, whose ideas feature prominently in the tiles' messages. Here's Melissa Marinaro of the Heinz History Center.
They are an international phenomenon that we have seen crop up in countries across North and South America.
The tiles started appearing in Philadelphia in the 1980s, dropped into the streets and fused into the pavement permanently over time by heat and the pressure of passing cars. The phenomenon quickly spread to Pittsburgh.
We're recognized as some kind of major market in which this would be viewed by a lot of people, because I do believe that that was part of the intention, was that they wanted large masses of people to be able to see this message.
So, what is that message? Remember the phrase that appears on most Toynbee tiles?
"Toynbee idea in Kubrick's 2001, resurrect dead on planet Jupiter."
Tile enthusiasts think they've decoded it. It's likely a reference to Stanley Kubrick's film 2001, A Space Odyssey, and an adaptation of Toynbee's idea that dead humans could one day be resurrected on, you guessed it, planet Jupiter. The Toynbee tiler remains anonymous, so it's impossible to know what the tiles really mean. Marinaro says the person was probably a self-taught artist, creating what's called visionary art.
Usually, the artists who are interpreting these creative pieces believe that they're getting messages from somewhere, from God, from a God, from a being of higher power.
Wait to cross Smithfield Street at Forbes.
Pittsburgh's Toynbee tiles have all but disappeared, buried by repaving. I set out one afternoon to track them down.
The one here is most definitely gone. Nope. This one's gone too. Just stormed right.
There's a lot of fresh pavement downtown from nearly $4 billion in construction over the last decade. And the six original Toynbee tiles that once spanned Smithfield Street and Forbes Avenue are gone. But suddenly, I spot something.
I think I found it.
I discover a tile at the intersection of Boulevard of the Allies and Wood Street, but it's definitely not a Toynbee tile. Copycats have assumed the original tiler's mission. There are tribute tiles embedded throughout the area. But not all of Pittsburgh's original Toynbee tiles are hidden beneath the asphalt.
We were approached by the city when they were getting ready to rip up that piece of pavement. They approached us and said, "We have these tiles."
Marinaro explains that in 2016, the city offered to cut two Toynbee tiles right out of the pavement on Smithfield during construction, and then gave them to the Heinz Center for archiving.
The fact that we have some here at the museum means that even if we get to a point where they don't exist in the street anymore, we still have a record of it here at the History Center.
The weathered tiles sit in massive hunks of concrete in a museum storage room. Marinaro personally advocated for their procurement because she says they're a testament to the city's rich history of street art. And as for the mystery surrounding the Toynbee tiles, Marinaro says she'd rather not solve it.
I do think that there's magic in not knowing, and I think it's a great exploration of imagination to try to come up with our own narrative.
Adelina Lancianese, 90.5 WESA News.